From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said the U.S.-led coalition is laying the groundwork for the isolation of Raqqa, the Syrian city viewed as the capital of Islamic State. Speaking in Paris Tuesday, Carter said the operation to assault the city could overlap with the ongoing offensive to retake the Iraqi city Mosul from IS defenders. Carter said the operation would rely on capable and motivated local forces.
It, as always, and this is a strategic principle of all of coalition operations, that it is capable and motivated local forces that we identify and then enable. That's our general strategic approach, because we're seeking the lasting defeat of ISIL. And a lasting defeat of ISIL can't be achieved by outsiders.
French President François Hollande warned the Mosul offensive, begun a week ago, could trigger an outflow of foreign fighters, a concern for European nations wary of IS-trained fighters returning from the battlefields of Iraq and Syria. Russia had said Tuesday it's extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city Aleppo. Although reports indicate the government assault on the rebel-held districts continues, Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy saying since October 18, Russian and Syrian warplanes have remained 10 kilometers outside the city's center. Gambia has become the latest African country to announce its intention to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The Hague-based ICC has been accused of focusing on the prosecution of Africans. The decision, which refers to the persecution and humiliation of people of color, follows that of South Africa and Burundi to pull out of the International Tribunal. This is VOA News. The director of U.S. National Intelligence, James Clapper, said Tuesday that the ongoing U.S. push to persuade North Korea to give up its controversial nuclear program is, in his words, probably a lost cause.
They are not going to do that. That is their ticket to survival. And I got a good taste of that when I was there about how the world looks from their vantage. And they are under siege, and they are very paranoid. So the notion of giving up their nuclear capability, whatever it is a non-starter with them.
Instead, he said the best Western governments and their East Asian allies can hope for are negotiations with Pyongyang leading to a cap on its nuclear capability. Washington's longstanding policy has demanded denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Controversial Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte is in Japan for a three-day visit, after he called on foreign businesses in his country worried about his war on drugs to leave. He said U.S. firms in the country should pack up and leave after a U.S. diplomat suggested allegations of extrajudicial killings is bad for business. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
So we're not going to react and respond to every bit of rhetoric. We're going to continue to work at this relationship. We're going to continue to meet our obligations under the defense treaty. And despite the rhetoric, we haven't seen any policy traction behind it. In other words, there hasn't been any change, tangible changes to the policies and to the programs that both our nations are implementing and executing on a daily basis.
Last week in Beijing, Mr. Duterte suggested a separation between Washington and Manila. Independent UN rapporteur Philip Alston Tuesday criticized the world body for refusing to accept legal responsibility for a cholera outbreak in Haiti that killed thousands.
It refused to accept factual responsibility for the introduction of the epidemic, contested the scientific evidence on the basis of a self-evidently flawed and unjustified assessment, insisted that no legal claim for negligence could be brought against it, despite the clear provisions of the relevant treaty and its agreement with Haiti, refused to countenance the payment of any form of compensation, even to the relatives of those who have died, issued no apology, and did not do enough to promote and strengthen efforts to achieve eradication.
Haiti's cholera epidemic is traced to UN peacekeepers from Nepal dumping raw sewage into a river after the 2010 earthquake. The co-mayors of the southern Turkish city Diyarbakir have been detained on charges of aiding Kurdish militants. Venezuela's opposition-led National Assembly has opened a political trial against President Nicolas Maduro a week after the referendum recall to remove him from office was stymied by the nation's Electoral Council. In professional baseball, the American League Cleveland Indians defeated the National League Chicago Cubs 6-0 in Game 1.
That's the latest world news from VOA.